Flight Lieutenant Sandy Webb, an RAF officer's life remembered. And this article is accompanied by two photographs, one of a number of people belonging to the RAF squadron and another of an RAF pilot at his controls in his full uniform and equipment. This incredible RAF Benson group photo was taken in May 1941. In it you can see Flight Lieutenant Sandy Webb. He is ringed in white as second in command of the squadron, seated to the left of the squadron commander, squadron leader Le Mesuré. Sandy's death is particularly poignant, for he died as Wing Commander Webb, DFC and Bar, on the 2nd of May 1945, flying a Typhoon SW-530, killed by anti-aircraft fire as he attacked a train near Lübeck. The day after his death, the Typhoon Wing, of which he had been a member, flew their last sorties of the war. Sandy's story is indeed remarkable. It is one of foresight, determination, courage and dedication. I am grateful to Air Commodore Graham Pitchfork to be able to extract a brief account from a much more detailed paper on Sandy's war. The paper is available to be read in the RAF Benson Museum. He recognised back in 1936 that the conflict was coming and volunteered for the RAF Volunteer Reserve, learning to fly as a result before the war started. By the time of the photo, he was already a heavily experienced pilot, taking part in Dunkirk sorties in a Hector biplane and then completing a period in air sea rescue. He attended a course in land and air warfare, becoming an expert in low-level photographic reconnaissance in both Blenheim Falls and X-4784 Spitfires. Throughout the summer of 42, he was continuously involved in both beach gradient assessment for an eventual return to mainland Europe, as well as assessing German lines of communication. On the 26th of June, he was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross, having completed 52 operational sorties over enemy territory, of which 48 had been photographic reconnaissance at both low and high level. He was officially rested from operations, but remained with the squadron responsible for planning and tasking, flying regularly to keep himself abreast of techniques. He converted to Mosquito 9s as these began to replace the Spitfires, and later still to Wellingtons, while holding the appointment of Wing Commander Operations at No. 34 Wing. With the war in Europe drawing to a close, he managed to get himself appointed as Wing Commander Flying of 124 Typhoon Wing, based in Holland. He had been recommended for a Distinguished Service Order. For reasons which were never clear, he in fact merely received a bar to his earlier DFC. His death so near to VE Day is, as I say, particularly poignant. And that was written by Peter Clark.